This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we are with Karen Michaela Parziali, a certified feng shui practitioner, and received her formal training at the renowned Feng Shui Alliance and Design Works. With an interest in the energy of physical space, led Karen to study feng shui, the art of bringing people and their environments into harmony. She has studied with the world's most renowned authors, experts, and energy healers, and speaks on a variety of feng shui topics throughout the country. Karen, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So tell us, for those that aren't familiar, what is feng shui?
Feng shui is a 5,000-year-old Chinese system of living harmoniously with the natural elements and forces of the earth. It basically brings everything into balance. And really at the core of feng shui is what we call qi, which is pronounced qi, C-H-I, and it just means energy. And the Chinese believe that energy is invisible energy that runs through all things, animate and inanimate. So in order to live well and prosper, feng shui practitioners believe that you need a healthy flow of this force in and around your home. So let's just say you're walking into your house and there's a big wall, that energy is sort of blocked. So as a feng shui practitioner, I analyze spaces, see how the energy is flowing through a space, make sure there's proper placement of furniture, and really that there's a balance of what we call the five different elements.
Well, how can feng shui help you with your health or help anyone with their health?
That's just such a great question, Eric, and I'm glad you actually brought that up. Basically, the basic principle of feng shui is to increase the positive and deflect the negative. So, for example, let's just start with the home, obviously. Anything like clutter, anything that's just dirty and lots of, garbage and, do you ever see those homes that are just, just clutter fast? I mean, that just sort of creates like a negative environment. So the first rule of feng shui is to sort of keep, a clutter-free home, because that just helps increase the positive flow. So feng shui can definitely help with improving your health and vitality. So the first rule really is to clean your space and clear clutter. Because when it's rampant, you feel stressed about everything. You can't find your keys, you can't find anything, and it just sort of creates, just a negative sort of energy. The second sort of rule of feng shui is to surround yourself with an abundance of light, fresh air, and greenery. I mean, feng shui is really based on the elements of nature. So, open the doors and windows, invite nature in. Oftentimes in the winter months, it gets darker faster, so put on a lot of bright lights. And, you could really choose plants that I love. I mean, plants are just so great because there's so many that really help oxygenate the air and just bring in some of that nature. And also, another rule is to choose colors that help you unwind. Incorporate the blues, the lavenders, the greens, and other soothing earth tones into your home. Whether it's a wall color, bedding, artwork, or fabrics, it really provides a sense of calm. And ask yourself, what color makes you happy and peaceful? And then really find a way to introduce that into your home. I mean, color is just so, so powerful. Also, what I love is soothing sounds of nature make for a calming environment. You can play a nature CD with mountain streams and gentle waves or gentle breezes, So when you listen to sounds of nature, your heart rate actually slows down and your breathing becomes more expansive and your nerves are calmed. So these are just some different tips.
Today we are with Karen Michaela Parziali, a certified feng shui practitioner, joining us here today on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Karen, what plants are beneficial for the home?
I love working with plants and really all elements of nature when I'm feng shuiing a person's home, whether it's residential or business. And, you know, basically there's really some top 10 air purifying plants actually defined by NASA research actually from the early 1980s. My favorite one is called the Areca palm, A-R-E-C-A. And what this does is it actually removes indoor air toxins. It's very, very popular. It's easy to care for this plant. And the leaves really have a gracious flow that will help soften the energy of any home or office space. And it's actually pretty easy to maintain. Another one that I like is actually the Boston fern, believe it or not. It's really popular. You can really find that anywhere. That really helps to oxygenate the air, actually, breathe, you know, get oxygen into the air. There's also something that's really nice called the peace lily, and it removes alcohols. The benefits is that it's a beautiful plant with gentle white flowers. It's easy to care for, and it really just sort of imbues strong and peaceful energy. And actually, if you go on to nine stalks of bamboo feng shui, I will post that for your listeners so that they can check it out some more.
Very good. How about telling us, our listeners, speaking of the listener, where they can be in touch with you once again and to also get more information about feng shui?
Sure. Well, my website is called ninestalksofbambooFengShui.com, and my studio number is 201-222-1309. And I also, Eric, do phone consultations for businesses and residences. And anyone could really, you know, benefit from feng shui. I mean, sometimes when people just feel like things are just not flowing perfectly in their life, they're having some challenges financial, health-wise, you know, they really look to a feng shui consultant to help them with that. So feng shui is just really, really interesting. It's not just about, you know, where's my bed going or my office desk was going. I mean, furniture placement is very important in feng shui, but it's also just, you know, being in a space that is harmonious, that's clutter-free, you know, everything in your space should be everything you love. I mean, there's so many houses I go into for a consultation, and it's interesting. The homeowner, you know, hates their furniture. They hate their artwork. They inherited something from their grandmother, but they have to have it in there. So the first rule really of feng shui, which I live by, is that love everything in your space. Incorporate some nature. Incorporate beautiful live trees and plants like the Boston fern and the peace lily. I love bamboo. It's one of my favorite, and actually my company is named after bamboo. And bamboo is a very, very powerful plant. You know, the thinking in China is that bamboo equals money, and the reason for that is that bamboo actually runs, grows rampantly. So if you have, you know, beautiful stalks of bamboo in your home, it really helps create a nice positive flow of energy.
So tell me, what are a few tips in conclusion for not feeling zapped in your space?
Thank you so much, Eric. You know, we live in a technology world. You know, we're connected to our Blackberries, iPhones, you know, every gadget imaginable. And there's so many appliances that we're sort of surrounded by. I do not use a microwave. I am not a big fan at all. First of all, it really zaps the nutritional value of food. But if you do have to use a microwave, do not stand in front of it while your food is cooking. Get out of the kitchen until the food is done. So many people stand right in front of the microwave. Do not wear, like, on your person. So many people wear their cell phones and beepers literally attached to their body, or, you know, the little thing that's attached to their ear. It's just really not a healthy thing to do. What it does is it drains the energy, and it's just not a good idea. And do not place laptops directly on your lap. Basically, when you can, unplug appliances when they are not in use. And don't sleep next to, so close to the TV or alarm clocks. I mean, just if you can, get a battery-operated one. And really, if you can, wear less metal jewelry, as metal acts as a conduit for EM fields, and wood frame beds are also recommended due to that. And the further away you are from electromagnetic fields, the less harmful they are. And the recommendation is really to stay away about 5 to 8 feet. So, again, don't sleep next to, you know, all these laptops and, you know, technology devices. I mean, they're just really can be harmful to your health. And don't wear anything on your person. A lot of people do that. Some plants that I love that help minimize these electromagnetic fields is a dwarf banana plant, a spider plant, and one that's really interesting called the mother-in-law's tongue, and also peace lily is one of my favorites. So again, I will post these on my website at nightstalksofbambooFengShui.com.
Really interesting information. We've been speaking with Karen Michaela Parziali, a certified feng shui practitioner who received her formal training at the renowned Feng Shui Alliance and Design Works. With an interest in the energy of physical space, this led Karen to study feng shui, the art of bringing people and their environments into harmony. And the website of reference, and to be in contact with Karen, visit 9stalksofbambooFengShui.com. Karen, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.